It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
There are so many different types of headaches. Are you somebody that gets headaches, or are you one of those people that say, you know what, I don't really get headaches, but then all of a sudden you sort of start to get headaches? Is it something that's kind of ingraining ourselves into our, you know, communities now? Are we more subject to it from stress? My guest is Ginny Grace. She's an award-winning journalist who's been writing and editing for national magazines for more than 20 years. So Ginny, speak about headaches a little bit. Do you think that we're seeing more headaches than we used to?
You know, Melanie, I don't think there's good information on whether headaches are increasing, but they're definitely recognizing more how common they are. I mean, 45 million people in the U.S. get headaches regularly, and 36 million of them get migraines, which are just really painful headaches. So it's a lot of people, and it's a lot of women. Three times as many women as men get migraines.
Well, I would suspect that that's true. And so, you know, we might as well start talking about women and migraines. The first thought that goes through somebody's head, you know, when they get a headache like that, is they've got some kind of a brain tumor. I mean, you know, really.
Totally.
And it adds to our own stress of health and that sort of thing. So when do you get a headache and run off to the doctor?
Okay, so yeah, chances are it's not a brain tumor, but it is, you know, it is the first thing people think is, oh my gosh, there's something terribly wrong. The truth is you should probably see a doctor if you get frequent headaches more than one or two a month. For migraines now, there are really good preventive medications that you can take if you get more than three a month. And I think one of the problems with migraine, Melanie, is a lot of people don't recognize that that's what they have. And so if you get frequent headaches and they really are the kind that make you feel sort of sick to your stomach or lightheaded or your vision gets a little blurry or you just really need to lie down, that's probably a migraine.
Well, and Ginny, you know, one of the first signs of a stroke, especially in women, is that nausea, dizziness, vomiting, and the most intense headache.
Right, right. So, yeah, sometimes that's, you know, sometimes it's a 911 call. And yeah, certainly if you're having any serious numbness in your body or really difficulty forming thoughts or speaking, then, yeah, that's an emergency and that's a 911 call.
Yeah, and they are sort of similar in symptoms. Now, you mentioned that there are some good preventive treatments for migraines. List some of them for us.
Okay, so there are beta blockers and certain antidepressants. It's really the older antidepressants called tricyclics that doctors use to prevent migraines. And they're not 100% effective in all people, but a lot of people do seem to get relief from those. And also, there are supplements that some women have a lot of success with. Vitamin B2 and coenzyme Q10 can really be a pretty effective way to prevent migraines in some people.
Well, so taking a good multi and an additional, you know, CoQ10, these are, you know, healthy for us anyway, making sure that we're
getting
plenty of folate. Now, you and I were speaking off the air about headaches, and in the stress of our daily lives, women are drinking more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so going along with that, we're seeing these headaches. Is there a connection there?
There is a connection, Melanie. I'm glad you brought that up because it is really common. I mean, we're stressed out during the day and then we want to have a glass of wine at night. And, you know, that's perfectly fine, except you need to be careful about a couple of things. Both white and red wine and beer, all of them contain substances that can trigger headaches, and they can also cause dehydration, and dehydration is a really common cause and often overlooked cause of migraine. So you want to keep drinking plenty of water if you're having a glass of wine or two at night, and really try to limit it to one or two. You know, if you overdo it, chances, you know, it's a lot more likely that you're going to wake up with a headache.
Now, so what about some lifestyle? So we spoke about alcohol. What about coffee or other food triggers that might you know, kind of contribute to those headaches.
Yeah, there are a number of food triggers, and it's not a bad idea to keep a food diary if you're prone to headaches, so you can sort of connect the dots between the food and the headache. I mean, I'm a migraine sufferer myself, and I know sugar's a really common trick for me and for a lot of people. There are foods that contain tyramine, that's beer, red wine, and aged cheeses, and some lunch meats. And those are really, really common triggers in people. And you also mentioned caffeine. And caffeine is really an interesting one, because if you feel a headache coming on, sometimes if you take something with caffeine in it, like Excedrin, it can head it off at the pass, and it's a cure. Sometimes if you overdo caffeine or don't get enough caffeine, say you're used to having a cup of coffee in the morning and you don't have it for some reason, it can cause a headache. So caffeine is sort of a double-edged sword. You need to really be consistent in the amount you have every day.
So now what about lifestyle, things that we do? We've talked about stress. We've mentioned stress. But it really is one of the number one contributors to headaches, isn't it?
It is. Stress is the number one cause of both tension headaches. So, you know, you're sitting at your desk, you've got a deadline, your boss is yelling at you, and you get that feeling of like a band of pain, like almost a too tight headband around your head. That's a tension headache, and those are the most common headaches. It's a milder headache than a migraine, but stress is also the most common cause of migraine. So anything that reduces stress, whether it's doing yoga, whether it's taking a few minutes to meditate, whether it's exercising, exercise is really a wonderful stress reducer. Really any of those things that you can do to sort of manage when you start feeling that sense of overwhelm and just being, you know, just not being able to handle what's happening in your day. You want to try to head that off at the pass, because that is a really common trigger.
Well, now, so we've spoken about the triggers a little. What about our hormones, Jenny? Because, you know, monthly cycles, and some women get headaches more at a certain time of the month than others.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, too, especially with migraines. Those premenstrual headaches that a lot of women get, and some women get them like clockwork every single month, that's a migraine. And that, again, is one of those things that most women don't realize that actually is a migraine headache, and it's because of the shifting hormones. It's, you know, it's the drop in some and a change in others that causes those headaches. If you're really careful around that time, I mean, you can get through that time of the month without getting a headache, even with the changing hormones, if you're very, very careful about maintaining everything else in your lifestyle at an even heel. So get the same amount of sleep every night, wake up at the same time every morning, have the same amount of caffeine every day, try to keep the stress in check, and you can actually, sort of skate through that time of the month more easily and hopefully headache-free if you keep everything else sort of on an even keel.
And we only have about a minute left, but sort of wrap it up and give us a sort of your best advice on dealing with these headaches and the treating your own headaches.
Yeah, so when you feel a headache coming on, I'd say the most important thing is to jump in and treat it right away. Take the pain reliever that typically helps, and maybe go lie down for a few minutes. Sometimes people can head it off at the pass if they lie down right away. And I think overall, trying to keep stress in check and trying to maintain as consistent a lifestyle as you can. Inconsistency in your eating habits, sleeping habits, is a real trigger for a lot of people. So, those are sort of the key things, and stress being the number one, just really trying to manage that and keep it under wraps.
Well, and those are very good bits of advice. You can take a warm bath or shower, take a nap, take a walk, exercise. What a great stress reliever. You're listening to Staying Well right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.